Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Luke Collin, I'm upset with myself this morning.
Uh-oh.
So last night we got into a conversation while we were on air about breakfast and Pop-Tarts. We were it stemmed from the Pop-Tart Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talked about Pop-Tarts, and me and Jordan, who produced the show last night, we were big into Pop-Tarts. You're not so much of a Pop-Tart guy, right? You were a toaster strudel, I think, right?
Yes, sir. Team toaster strudel over here.
So
I don't like Pop-Tarts.
We were here very late last night till midnight, and so this morning I went into saying that I'm a breakfast person. I have to eat something in the morning. So I'm really upset at myself. I try to eat fairly healthy for the most part, stay in pretty decent shape.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I had for breakfast this morning? I didn't have a lot of time.
Hope it was a toaster strudel.
It was not a toaster strudel. It wasn't even a Pop-Tart. I had popcorn.
Ha, nice.
I had popcorn for breakfast.
That's you were literally eating before the show.
Exactly. That was my breakfast. Colin, you saw me eat my breakfast this morning. That was my breakfast. Yeah. So I'm upset with myself right now. That's my confession. I had popcorn for breakfast, and that's totally not like me.
That's not bad. Popcorn's actually healthy for you, though.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's actually not bad for you.
Eh.
Unless you put a lot of butter in it.
It depends what type of popcorn. You had like the bag. It wasn't like the microwavable popcorn, right?
No.
It was at the convenience store.
Bought.
Was it like the cheesy popcorn?
It did have white cheddar.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the best.
That's where you get in trouble with some of that
stuff. Yeah, not the best. So I'm upset with myself over that. That's my confession.
Interesting. I hear you. I'm with you on that. By the way, just to, I guess, name drop, I grew up with a friend whose uncles invented smart food. So that popcorn, yeah, that cheesy popcorn that comes in the bag. So there you go.
These are my confessions.
We just had the holidays. Maybe this is a popular take. I don't know. I think gingerbread houses stink. I think they're very overrated. I think they're stupid. I think they're a waste of time. I don't think they taste good. I like eating the candy. It's almost like s'mores to me. I don't like s'mores.
Oh, come on.
But I'll eat the Hershey's along the way. I don't want to sit there and have it on a stick and roasted over the fire, but I'll eat the Hershey's. Same idea with the gingerbread houses. The gingerbread houses is a waste of time. It's not a fun activity. I'm not really good with building them anyways, so I just get shamed. I'd rather just sit there and eat the candy instead of like pasting it onto this home. And then you make this big gingerbread house. What do you actually eat it afterwards, or do you just throw it away? Because then it's just like, it's just a waste of food. It's a waste of time. Do people really care? you know, I was home for the holidays. My mother said, you got to go check out this huge gingerbread house at this hotel. And we did. We saw it. And I was like, that's cool. But who cares? Then you're just going to throw it away afterwards. Just make like a regular. Why does it have to be out of gingerbread? That's more impressive than making like a little model home. I just think the whole process is silly. You got the stupid gumdrops and like the frosting to stick them on the roof. My roof never stays together anyways. I think the whole process is lame. It's overrated. Gingerbread doesn't taste that great anyways, especially that stuff. It's like eating, a box. I'm out on gingerbread houses.
Eating
gingerbread
a
houses,
box?
Yeah.
Like a cardboard box?
Thank you. I couldn't think of cardboard. So I just said box.
You feel very strongly about
I got a lot of strong opinions.
Yeah. I like gingerbread. Colin?
Gingerbread cookies aren't bad, but when you put in the whole house and it's not as good. No, thank you.
I don't mind gingerbread.
Hey.
Cookies, you know.
Hey. Don't stop on my confession. I don't like gingerbread houses. It's a waste of time.
Everyone's got an opinion. Everyone's got their own opinions, you know.
That's right.
I don't know, Luke, man. You don't like gingerbread houses. You don't like Pop-Tarts, man. I don't know about this.
Now, the Pop-Tarts, I'm going to stop you right there.
What's going on here?
I have a lot of weird eating habits or opinions that my family always makes fun of me. I also don't use a lot of like condiments. I'll just eat chicken nuggets plain. I eat french fries plain. A lot of stuff. I'll just eat
no
like,
barbecue
chicken
sauce, no ketchup, no mustard.
Sometimes, but not often. I'll eat a hot dog, just you know, regular hot dog.
No Dijon mustard, no Grey Poupon.
I'll use that stuff from time to time. I love that. I'll put some Grey Poupon on my sandwich 8 days a week, no problem. But yeah, a lot of things. I'm not really into the dipping. In fact, cereal. Okay. I don't use milk with cereal. I just eat cereal right out of the box. There's a lot of things.
I've done that in the past. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, back off. These are my confessions.
These are my confessions.
All right. This is short and simple. This is my confession. Obviously, it's confessions, but Clint from The Drive made fun of me saying that, so I kind of do not to mess with him. But by the way, tune in The Drive Starter and Hughley 2 to 6 p.m. later on after In the Loop. But anyway, well, I'm just driving, and I'm driving out to Huntsville to go cover Sam Houston women's basketball, and I'm like, you're in the lane, you're cruising, and then you're getting up on a vehicle. They have a turn signal on. So you slow down. I'm a nice guy. I'll let them go. I'll let them go. But it kept going for 2 more miles. And I just noticed. I'm like, okay, what's going? And then I was just like, pet a little slowly. And then it looked like they were about to. Then I slowed down. Then they just didn't. So if you have your turn signal on and you're not going to turn into a line, please turn it off. Just please turn it off. If you're not switching lanes, turn it off. I just don't understand that sometimes.
I don't get the people that can drive in the car like they forgot to turn off their turn signal.
And not hear the
how
the
do you beat, not the hear it?
Yeah,
I never get that. And it used to happen a lot. I think like with my grandfather, who granted probably was hard of hearing at the time.
Give him a break.
But I'd be sitting there and you know, it was like still clicking, and he didn't listen to the radio, so all you would hear was the blinker. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be hypnotized.
So total silence in the car.
Yeah.
No radio.
Yeah.
Just conversation or just actual silence?
I was young enough at the time that, no, probably not even enough conversation. You know, I just kept, I was a quiet kid. I kept to myself.
Just look straight ahead. Don't say nothing. Don't make eye contact.
Yeah, that's right. I was just sitting there, you know, shotgun, and grandpa's driving 50 with the blinker still going on the highway. And it's like, oh my gosh, are you there yet?
Now, Colin, I guess I'll ask both of you this. What happened to you, Colin, on the road? Is that your biggest driving pet peeve? That other people do?
It's close. I will say pet peeve is tailgating me in the fast lane, even though I'm going a respectable speed.
Yeah, people like to do that.
Literally, on the drive back last night, though, in the fast lane, someone flashed their high beams from behind me. And at night, I cannot stand that.
Yeah. I mean, because here's the thing. You can go around me.
Well, I'm in the fast lane, so he can't.
I don't care. People go around
in the
right lane
all the
time. Well,
actually, you know what? He can, actually.
They go in the right lane all the time. Nobody cares about that. Pass on the left. No one cares about that. Luke?
No, yeah, I'll pass anywhere. It doesn't matter.
I'm saying like pet peeve, like driving pet peeve. Like, do you have?
Oh, I have so many driving.
Oh, you have a lot.
Absolutely. I have a lot of pet peeves.
You have road rage, is what you're saying.
No, I don't. I do pretty well. I just get annoyed internally. I can't stand the people that cut in front of you and then proceed to go much slower than you. It's like, why didn't you just let
me go?
That's
very annoying.
And then pull out afterwards.
That is very annoying.
Yeah. So. Y'all ever play God of War, especially in the new games? I don't know if y'all are video game people.
I'm familiar. I never actually played
it.
I
never
played
it. He does it. Kratos, the main character, does it a distinct grunt, and I just go. Just breathe, baby. Breathe and just let him just move on.
That's right.
That's great advice for a lot of the young drivers out there. If someone makes you mad on the roadways, you don't know who that is.
Just breathe.
Move on. If they try to initiate, just ignore them.
Just get out of the way and let them go. You never know what they have going on either in their life. Maybe they're in a rush for a reason. We got another round in us of confessions? No? All right, I got another one.
Okay.
These are my confessions. Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I guess my confession should be I feel old. I was looking at the top grossing movies of 2024. Number one was Inside Out 2, which is a kid's movie, and from what I hear, those are very good films. Number two is Deadpool and Wolverine. Number three is Wicked. Number four, Moana's 2. Number five is Despicable Me. I mean, I guess maybe it's always kid movies, but, like, what's going on here? Those were the top five movies of 2024. We had a whole year. Those were the five best movies we released.
You said top grossing.
Yeah, which is, you know, they're the best performing. And, again, maybe it's because you're just taking kids to the theaters. More so than adults are going to the theaters.
Take them to shut them up.
But Inside Out 2, these are the best movies. Wicked, which, by the way, just came out. That's already up there. Give me a break. Moana 2, Despicable Me, which that's not a bad series either. Maybe it's just, again, because of the kid. But then you look at some of the other best movies. Beetlejuice is next, which is just a reboot. Twisters, which is a reboot.
Yep.
My point being, and this is not a new take, but come on, can we get some new good movies instead of just children films and bringing back movies from 25, 30 years ago?
Nope.
I guess not.
All out of ideas in Hollywood.
Seriously.
It's either a children's movie or a retread or a reboot, I should say.
Yeah.
I'll take another John Wick movie, though.
You know what? I cut my hair recently. I used to have pretty long hair, and that's another one. People always said I looked like John Wick.
Hey, here's a confession.
These are my confessions.
I have not seen John Wick.
No?
No.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a confession.
Really? I highly recommend it. I highly recommend it.
I hear good things, just, you know, haven't gotten around to it.
On the text line, man, there's a lot of input here.
Oh, of course there is.
832 said, put him on the FBI list. I believe that was about me with my food choices. Fair.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Please.
281's asked, what do I put in my tuna? I put mayonnaise in the tuna fish, but I want to save the carbs of the bread, so I just eat it right out of the can. So I pour mayonnaise into the can of tuna fish, fork it right out of the can. Some people think that's weird. That's how
a little different.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
But it works for you.
It's easy. I'm also a big stand-up eater. I just eat standing up because I eat quick.
I do sometimes, too.
It's like, why am I going to bother sitting down? I'm going to be done in 2 minutes anyways. So I just stand in the kitchen and eat. So same idea. Just easy. I pop the top off the tuna fish, pour the mayonnaise in, stand over the sink, scarf it down real quick. On with your day.
Does that irritate people in your household?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Every female in my life.
Sounds like it would.
Yeah. I don't get it. Whatever. It's fine. I like standing and eating.
You know.
832 said their father was the same as my grandfather. Driving with the music off and the blinker on.
And the blinker off.
Yeah. Anyways. 281 says Wicked is a great film. Definitely for adults. 346 said Beetlejuice was ass.
What's an adult?
I don't know.
Like, double adults?
Like a very mature adult?
Texter, I need more explanation on that. An adult.
And 713 says that mustard is the best for tuna fish.
Oh, you know what? That's what I do.
Really?
When I do have tuna. I'm not a big mayonnaise person. I used to do mayonnaise back in the day, but if I do tuna now, it'll be I love mustard, though. I put mustard on almost everything. Yeah, I'm crazy. I know.
Mustard's good.
I know.
Mustard's actually not bad for you, though.
It's not.
I think that was the idea here. He said avoid any dairy products. Use mustard. So, yeah.
I'm not a big dairy guy anymore.
No, I don't use too much dairy, but I put that mayonnaise in the tuna fish.
My older age.
Yeah. Hey, coming up. You might already think I'm crazy enough with my food takes. Well, would the Texans actually be better off losing to the Titans on Sunday? I know, it sounds crazy, but hear me out. We'll talk about it next. It's In the Loop.